You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon again from Los Angeles, LA Talk Radio, and the show Show Me the Numbers, the only show on LA Talk Radio that will talk to you about numerology. It's an upcoming subject. It's a very interesting subject. I am deeply in love with the subject and therefore trying to spread it as much as I can. So I will talk about numerology, but more than talking about numerology, I would like to talk today about my book, Unlock Your Child's Potential. And I will explain a lot about why I wrote the book and how the book works and how it can help each and every one of you, of us. And I will read some parts within the book also to show how easy it is to read it, even if you don't understand numerology, even if you don't know what numerology is. And therefore, that was the reason why I wrote the book like that, because I want everyone to be able to read it and to be able to understand it. And I jumped right into the subject, but hopefully everybody is doing well. Hopefully everybody is watching those shows. We're giving a lot of tips. I had different guests every week, and we give a lot of information how to try to reframe, how to try to make things better, look better, find better options in our life, because we want to be happier. It's not an easy time, and we all want to try to make easier choices, better choices. We want to be happy. And numerology, like I said, found me at a later age, and I was fascinated by it, and it was the reason why I made a change in my occupation. I came from the travel industry. I was very successful, but wasn't feeling fulfilled enough, not understanding what is missing. So it wasn't the money. I made enough money. It was something else. And through numerology, I understood that my destiny is actually to help people, to help others. And obviously, I mentioned the word therapy, and that's the world I got into. And I've been doing it for the past 12 years. I have my own private practice in LA. I also do lectures. I had a very nice lecture yesterday in Beverly Hills at a private home. It was a group of teachers from one of the schools, a private school in Beverly Hills. It was very interesting. I showed them and probably fascinated them with the information from the world of numerology so that each and every one of them can understand their own potential, their kids' potential, but also because they are in the profession of working with children, there was a lot of information that they could get from the lecture. And therefore, when the lecture ended, which was about 10 p.m., they just stayed with me and asked many questions. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to spread the information so that people can live better, can live easier. And that's my journey with numerology. And I always say that when I brought my kids to the world, and I'm sure a lot of people will understand me, I think I was 29 when I had my first son. And, you know, there is a lot of excitement at the beginning, but there is also a lot of fear. There is a lot of unknown. There is a lot of books. There is a lot of information about how you're supposed to raise them, how you're supposed to bathe them, how you feed them, what if they don't feel well. All those things are kind of covered, and we teach them from one to another. What we don't teach enough and we don't understand is, first of all, that each child is very different. And the fact that me as a mother have a child now doesn't mean that this child will be like me. It doesn't mean that it will have the same potential. It doesn't mean that I need to raise that child exactly the way that I was raised, or what was good for me, that it's exactly what is good for the child. And not knowing that, when I started raising my children, I obviously did not know it, and I experienced different things. I have a son and I have a daughter. They are very different from each other. Everyone hear that, like, not all children are alike. And in the same household, you can have few children, but each one will be different. But it's easy say than done. The challenge is when you have the child, how do I know how to raise them? Do I just do it as I go and make mistakes and then try to fix them or not fix them? Or is there an easier way to just know in advance what is the potential? What are the traits of that personality that is just born so that I can raise them according to their own need, to their individual need? And I always love to compare it in my lectures that when you buy a microwave or a new phone, it always comes with a book of instructions. I know that most of us do not read the books, and we usually just choose 1, 2, 3, 4, things that we most use, and that's the one we will use. We never actually sit and open the book and see what other functions is that phone, for instance, doing. We usually get a phone and we'll use it to make phone calls, text messages, maybe WhatsApp, and obviously camera. What about the rest of the functions? We don't even pay attention to them. But the fact that there is a book of instructions, at least it's available. It's up to us if we want to use it, read it, or not. When we have children, and at least when I had mine, I couldn't find any books of instructions coming with that baby. So you kind of like not exactly, you don't know what kind of traits that does child going to have. How am I supposed to raise them? And especially after having the first child, when the second one comes, do I raise my daughter in that case exactly the same as I did with my son? Is she the same personality? Are her needs the same? So obviously the answer is no. And when I wanted to write a book, it was like a dream of mine. I said, that's the first book I'm going to write. Once I'll get so deep into numerology and I will know everything that's needed to know, even though I can keep studying it for years because there's more and more and more information. But when I'm in that point that I feel that I know enough to write a book, that is the first book I want to write. How to raise your child, how to use this book as a parenting guide in order to raise our children. And in the book, I obviously explain first about numerology, but I want to get first into reading the back of the book, which is my statement, basically. I just want to read it. I also want after that to get into the book, because I want to show you how easy it is to understand it. So reflecting on my parenting experience, if I had possessed the knowledge I have now, both my life and my children's life would have been significantly smoother. That is why I have published this book. Every child comes into the world with a gift, which is the inner thing that distinguishes them and makes them different from another child. Although children come into the world without operating instructions, as I said, with the help of numerology, I will teach you to understand their character traits, their strengths and weaknesses through the date of birth in order to bring them to their destiny and realize their potential. In this book, you will learn how the child thinks, what their desires are, how they behave in stressful situations, and why the situation is sometimes more challenging with one child and less with another. To make it easier for the parents in their upbringing, and assist in directing them to fulfillment and happiness. As a parent, you desire a more streamlined and precise approach to parenting. one that is custom tailored to your child's unique qualities, enabling them to reach their full potential and experience genuine happiness. That is the main statement that I chose to put in the back of my book. But that is exactly the belief and the reason why I chose to write this book. And reading a book those days is not an easy task because we are all overloaded. We're overloaded with assignment, with information, and a lot of people are finding it very hard to sit and write a book. So I find many people getting a book, starting to read it, and leaving it aside because it doesn't flow. This book doesn't mean that you have to sit and read the whole 120 or 40 pages. It means that it needs to be used in a certain way, and I will explain and show how exactly it's going to be used and why it's a book that has to be in each house. And if you have friends, if you have family, I believe each one should have a book like that. And it's customized in a way for every child, because I had a woman that contacted me and said, I need to purchase 7 books. And I said, wow, that's a lot of gifts. That's very generous of you. And she said, no, I have 7 kids. I need one book for each one of my children. So I explained, no, as much that I want to sell the 7 books, I have to be honest and tell you that all 7 kids will be covered in this book. And basically, how does it work? So the book, the first thing in the book is obviously to explain what numerology is. And I've explained it in my very first episode. If you haven't listened to it, maybe go back to it. It's on my page and on the LA Talk Radio page. I'm explaining there basically, to do it in a very short way, numerology is a language. It's a language of information that was found behind the numbers. So each one of the numbers, 1 to 9, because after 9, we have the number 10 and 0 doesn't count. So we go back to number 1. So the numbers are 1 to 9. And behind each one of the numbers, there is information. There are different personality traits, different behaviors, different information about strength and weaknesses, even occupations. Even to choose occupations, we do that through numerology. And maybe I will do one episode just about that because I've been asked a lot of questions about that. But each number has some type of energy connected to it. And the idea is once you understand the numbers and the energy and the information behind them, you start putting the numbers together. And when you put the numbers together, just like when you learn the alphabet, you learn that A is heard as A and B is heard as B. And when you write the word D-A-D, you will call it dad. You will pronounce it dad. And dad means father. Exactly the same way with numerology. We take the numbers and we use them together, and combination of all the energy together is what will give us the information and what I call the DNA. And I want to explain it in very quick, short demonstration. Looking at a date of birth, if you write your date of birth and you'll start putting all the numbers together, all the single digits. I do it this way. I divide them into 4 groups and I find 4 numbers. But you can also do it in another way. You can just do 1 plus 20 is 21, plus 1 is 22, plus 9, and so and so and so. But if you are easier with individual digit, if it's easier for you to do the math like that, the way I did it is I did 1, 20, you don't count the 0, so I took it down, so it comes to 2. And 1965, if you put 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 5, you will end up, after you're reducing it to one single digit, you will end up with the number 3. And then 1 plus 2 plus 3 comes to a 6. And that's the number at first that we are looking for. That is what we call in numerology life path number. And it is also the strongest number and maybe the most important number, but not only. After all, we look at each one of the numbers within the date of birth. And that's what I mean and say, that each number will have a meaning, but at the end, it's a mix of all those numbers that makes me find and understand the what I call DNA of that person. For me, that I deal with clients, before the client comes even for the first session, I will ask for the date of birth and the name, because the name is another thing that I look at when I open a life path map. And before the person come to my office, before I even meet them or see them, for me, it's like putting somebody into an X-ray machine. I can see a lot of information just by looking at the numbers. And that's how I start working. Obviously, I'm not going to judge by the numbers. I'm still going to wait for the client to come. And I will ask questions so that I will be more precise and I will do it the right way. But this is how we start. So as a start in the book, we will learn, after we learned what numerology is, and we just learned what life path number is, we will show and explain, just like I explained over here on the whiteboard, we will explain how to calculate the life path number. And then in the book, I show on each one of the numbers, what are the traits. And before that, obviously, I will explain what is a life path number. We also call it a destiny number. That's the exact same thing. And I just want to open. Okay. I'm going to open this page because this page is showing in a very, very, very short way, an easy way, the meaning of each number in numerology from 1 to 9. And I'm not sure if you can see, but maybe you can see. And I will read it. It's a very, very, very short description. So we will start like that. If you made that calculation, just like I did now, and you came up with the number 1, that means, by the way, when I say came up with the number 1, it means you either got a 1 or maybe you got a 10. So we eliminate the 0. So it's a 1. Or maybe you came up with the number 19. But 1 plus 9 is, again, it's a 10, and we eliminate the 0. So again, it's a 1. So all those combinations, it could be 64, 46, anything that will end up with a 1 single digit 1. So the meaning of the number 1, and again, in a very general and short way, the number 1 is a leader, an inventor, and loves new beginning. There's a lot more to say about it, but I'm doing it in a very, very short way. If you did that calculation and ended up with the number 2, it means sensitive, emotional, good at collaborations, love to work with others, and a problem solver. The number 3, if you came up with the number 3, it's the number of a child, full of joy of life, creative, and can be disorganized. If you came up with the number 4, it's the practical, stable, rule followers, and sees all the small details, therefore maybe judgmental. If you came up with the number 5, you are the freedom seeker, has high communication ability and skills, and loves changes and travel. If you came up after calculating, you came to the number 6, just like I did. It's family oriented, sensitive, justice seeker, helps and takes care of everyone. It's in many cases, you will see number 6, people also that love or very good to work with women, with children, anything to do with beauty, with aesthetic, and the therapist, a lot of therapists in different fields. If you came up with the number 7, those are the smart people, loves to study. They are very deep, research oriented. They may be anxious and they need their alone time. They can be very friendly, but they also need their privacy and their alone time. If you calculated and came up with the number 8, the number 8 is the materialistic, not in a bad way. It's not a bad way. It's not a bad word to say materialistic, but that's what it is. It's the infinite. It's the sign of those who the sky is the limit. They can do anything, but they need balance between material and spiritual. It's the only number that can do any occupation they wish to do, and they can succeed, while other numbers have specific occupations that are related to them. It's not one or two, it's a list of many occupations. The number 8, on the other hand, can do anything they wish to do. And if you came up with the number 9, the number 9 has high communication ability, conveys the message, justice seeker, and spiritual. When I say conveys the message, they're the one who comes to the world to teach the others how to make better choices, how to make it into a better world. They come to teach. A lot of them may be at the end coaches or teachers. Even yesterday, my lecture was with teachers, and I did find a lot of the numbers. It was very interesting. And just to show them how they, most of them at least, chose the right occupation because they came to make the world better. They came to the world to work with children so that they can make things better in the world and for those kids. So that was very interesting. And I see it a lot in lectures. I see the people that are sharing their numbers and sharing their occupation. And sometimes people will say, okay, I understand now why I'm not very happy with what I do, or maybe I'm not very successful. But again, I want to keep saying it time after time that numerology can tell you what occupations may fit you best. And it works by skills and by personality. However, it's not just one thing. It's a combination of things. And the idea usually, like I told one of the women yesterday, it's not just to take one number and say, I can be this or I can be that. It's about mixing the two together. If the one was a teacher, she works with kids, but she is also very good with food and she does a lot of writing menus for restaurants and working with food blogs and different things that she mentioned that she's doing besides her being a teacher. And I said to her, mix the two things together. Maybe you need to do workshops and teach people how to cook. It's like mixing your teaching ability. Teaching doesn't have to be just teaching kids. You can also teach things that has to do with your other passion, which is food. And obviously that's when it comes to the question, but I'm not sure if I believe in myself and I'm always scared that if I'll do a workshop, will enough people sign up for it or will it be a failure? Can I charge for that if I'm not sure that I'm good enough? So I gave her the advice that I always give my clients in cases like that, that first of all, if you don't try, you will never know. You will never know the answer. You'll just keep telling yourself that you are not good enough and that you don't know what you are selling and that no one will buy the program or that you are charging too much. I said the best way to do it is first of all to start. I always say jumping to the water is better than staying dry. So you jump in the water, your first workshop, and that's what the advice I gave myself, my first course when I opened it, I invited my best friends. I needed 10 women to join, and I invited my friends. They invited their friends, and I just told them, I need you as a support. I need you to be here, first of all, for me to be comfortable, for me to check myself, how I do it, how do I teach, how much I love it, how good am I at doing it? I need the feedback, and I'm open to any feedback. Do I need to fix things? That's how I tell people to do things when they're afraid or when they're questioning, am I good enough? But that I wouldn't tell her to do something. Again, I don't know her. I met her like an hour or an hour and a half before. We were schmoozing a little bit while having a beautiful dinner that the host was preparing. But then I was just talking. I was just giving the lecture. So all I knew was her numbers. She showed me her date of birth. And that's exactly what I did. I looked at the personality traits. I looked at what she does better than other, where she works with weaknesses, where she works with strength, and took everything together, and then I could give her the advice. And that's exactly what numerology does. So the next thing, after I work on every one of the numbers, and again, like I said, it's a language. Now we need to work how to put, what are the rules when we put all the numbers together, all the tons of information that we have about each and every one of the numbers. There are like a few pages about each number. We take all this information and we start learning how to use it. Now, why did I say that you only need one for all kids? Because you have all the numbers in here. So one child of yours will be a number one, and another child of yours will be a number nine. They are all in here. All the information is here. So that's why a client once wrote me, she read the book and she said, it's like a Bible for me. Not only that I have one at home, I also take it in my purse wherever I go, because sometimes I'll go on vacation with the kids and something is going on and I need to check or decide how to react, how to behave. And she said she would open the book, try to find the information within the book. So that's basically what it does. And you keep using it. You cannot remember. If you don't deal with it on a day-to-day basis like me, then you will obviously forget. You will remember few things. And I will say in a second, what do I want each one to remember? One thing about each number. The one thing that you need to remember. I keep telling my friends, when I wake you up in the middle of the night and I'll tell you five, this is what need to tell me. And that's how you start learning numerology. And knowing all the information here, again, I know it mostly by heart, but you have the book. Then you open the book every time and you find more information, maybe something you read already, but you don't necessarily remember. So you keep going back to it. That's why this is not a book that you read and put it aside or give it to someone else. It's a book. It's a keeper. This is a keeper. You just have it next to you. You always open it, always use it, and you use it wisely, then you will make very, very, very good decisions and behavior decisions with your children. So in just a few seconds, I said to you before, when talking about learning about the numbers in numerology, and it's, again, a lot of information, but here is what I want you to remember. When thinking about the number one, always think about the leader, because that's the number one. They always want to be first. They always want to start new things. They are the leaders. If you're thinking about the number two, I want you to remember two. It's a couple. It's people who are working together. They like to work together. The other thing that you can remember about two, and you it can take you also to astrology, but it's like a dual. It's like a love and hate the same time. They go very quickly from one side to the other. When you remember the number three, I want you to remember a child, because a child is joyful and talking and very creative and spiritual. That's the number three. It's the fun, that one that everyone wants to be with them, because when they're older, they will still feel like the child. When you think about the number four, before, I always tell people, think about a square. Think about a structure. They need structure. They are very practical. They want rules. That's the number four. If you think about the number five, I want you to remember the word freedom, because they are the freedom seeker. Yes, they have other things like being very verbal and need changes, but I want you to think about freedom. They do not like to be in structured environments. They are having problems there. When you have children, especially, because number fives may have issues in schools because of the structure. So in the book, I talk about it. You want to find the right education system for them so that they will succeed, not so that you will get their card at the end of the year and be upset with their grade. You want them to succeed. And they are not like every other child. They're a little different. They're wonderful, but they're a little different. When you think about the number six, I want you to think about a family. The strongest trait about the number six is their need for family, for harmony within the family. When you think about the number seven, I want you to think about the thinker, about the deeper, the one that loves to study for a very long time. They are usually very good students and they will usually go to higher education. When you think about the number eight, I want you to think about ambitious, about someone that needs to put a goal and catch it. Now we calculated our life path number. For those of you who can remember how I showed it, I also showed that when I calculate it, I do it in this specific way because I want to come up with four dominant numbers. And I'm looking at the month, the day of birth, the year of birth, and then the life path number. So the reason why I wrote it this way and why I use it when I open a life path map is because in my book, that's exactly what I explain. After I go through each one of the numbers, and there's like few pages about each one of them, I will go into explaining how important and what is the information within each one of those. So there is a lot of information into the day that a person was born, and it's more the inner traits that the person came into this world with. And then I will discuss about the month. And there is a lot of learned personality traits that we get from the environment, from the family that we are born into, and then the year. And each one of them adds a little bit more traits into that specific personality of that person. Remember, I called it the DNA. Of a person. Hopefully I'll have 2 minutes to tell a quick story of something interesting that I was going through yesterday. But anyway, that's how I find what I call the DNA of a person, or in this case, of the child. And therefore, I'm explaining how exactly I work, or I suggest to work with that child. The next thing I do in the book is I talk about the name. In numerology, we believe that the name of a child should be given by the mother of the child. Now, it doesn't mean that the father has no say, absolutely not. But it's the mother who is having a relationship with the child months before it is born. She gets the message kind of from the soul that is being built in her stomach. She's getting the message of what the name should be. And it's very spiritual the way I say it now, but it's a lot easier, trust me, in life. The name is very important because the name can either help that person or make it more challenging. If the numbers within the name works in a good way, in a harmony with the rest of the numbers within the date of birth, it will only make it easier for that child and later on for that person to reach the potential, to reach their destiny, to come to the right place so that they can succeed. But sometimes, even though the name is not the strongest within all the numbers, and yeah, I'm getting a question, and I know everybody always asks, what do you mean a number? You're talking about a name. Yes, a name is being written by alphabet. The alphabet can be translated and converted into numbers. And I do show in the book, it's very easy. You don't need to remember it by heart. I just show it in the book, how to use a geometric, basically. I don't know if you can see, but there is a chart that shows exactly how to translate the alphabet into the numbers. And as an example, A will always be 1, and B will always be 2, and C will always be 3, continuing on, so that L, for instance, is a 3, and N is a 5, and X is a 6. You don't need to remember it. It's all in the book. So all you need to do then is to take the name, convert the letters into numbers, and then, just like you did with the date of birth, come back and add all the numbers within the name, and again, add it until you come to a one single digit. And there, for instance, you take the name and you come up with the number 2, for instance. So you know that you need to add to the life path or to the journey of that person, you are adding another number that will either help them or make it a little bit more challenging for them, but at least you know it. Now, people who understand numerology, people who read the book, people who've studied it or just know enough about numerology, they know that they have the ability, when they give birth to a child, to call a numerologist and say, okay, and I see it all the time. I gave birth in this date, and I have a baby girl, let's say, and I'm thinking about what name should I call her. Now, again, I have a special way of checking it. I am not teaching it in the book. It's not that easy. But what I will tell that person, you need to stay within the names that are part of the group of number, let's say, 3. For whatever reason, I look at all the numbers, I do my calculation, you need to find a name that the geometry will come to the number 3. And then you need to check which names will come, instead of just checking each and every name, unless you have the name. Some people will tell me we're debating between those 2 names. Very easy. We do the geometry, we check the numbers, and I'll tell them if it's right or wrong. I will never tell somebody, don't you ever do that. That's up to them. If they feel like calling a name for a certain reason, I mean, go do it. But if you called me, if you asked me, then I want to tell you what is the right thing for that baby that was born. So another thing I have in the book is by explaining each name or the number that's affiliated with the name, I also give examples of names for boys and names for girls. So for instance, I say that if name number 3 is creative and sensitive and romantic and needs self-expression, spreads joy of life and loves others, I will then say names for boys in number 3. And there's a list of names here. And then names of girls, number 3. And I have a list of names in here. I have also the book, by the way, in Hebrew. So the book in Hebrew, I obviously used names that are more popular within the Jewish world or in Israel, than because we're using a different alphabet also. So that's everything about the name. Now, the name is important, but the problem is that a lot of people are changing names. And I don't mean to change a name. I just mean that by giving your child a nickname or giving your husband a nickname, you are changing their name. So if my son is a great example, was born Michael, or was actually born Michael, which is Michael in Hebrew, but he's being called here Michael. And at home, I called him Mickey because that was my nickname. And what I'm basically doing is I'm changing his name. So he's the same personality, but there are a few little different traits between how he behaves at home, like a Mickey or under my umbrella, and how he behaves at work and with his friends or social environment as a Michael, because Michael and Mickey are two different names. They have two different numbers when you transfer them and check what the geometry for that name. So it's very interesting. And I want you to know that whenever you call a Jonathan Johnny, you are changing his name. Then there's the other thing that some people will say, I believe that my name is making it difficult for me or blocking me from getting to where I need to be. I want to change my name. In numerology, we do not believe that changing a name is something you should do. Sometimes we will tell you just add a letter so that the name stays the same, but there's like a little bit like something else, like a little energy that you can add into it. You can play with the letters. We'll do that. Or if you really feel that it's more than that, some people will tell you add a name. I don't believe in that, because unless you call yourself and everybody knows you by the two names, I don't think it helps you. Otherwise, if it's just a name that's written somewhere and nobody's using and nobody knows you by that second name, I think it's meaningless. And if you want to do more than that and really change a name, I just say that I don't do that, but you know, feel free to go to either a rabbi or a priest or, you know, whoever is within your beliefs and check if that's something that is doable, if it's the right thing to do and how to do. And I said, before I'll finish, I just want to say a very short story that one of my friends and also client working with a radio station and really wanted me to bring numerology into one of the shows. And I spoke to one of the hosts there and he said, just so that I understand if it's really good, can I give you my date of birth? I've never met the person. I don't even know who he is. I never saw him. I got from him the date of birth and I recorded like an opening of a map, but I did it, you know, very in like 10 minutes. Usually it's like an hour thing. And I got from him the message after he read. He was like, you know, a complete fascination. He was like, I cannot believe you nailed it. I cannot believe how well it was done. So yes, that's the true and amazing truth about numerology and how you can know so much about a person just by at their date of birth and their name. I did very, very, very little for him and it fascinated him. So it will continue from there. So I really wish that you understood and that you want to hear more. And if you want to purchase the book, it's on Amazon, but you can contact me. I also have books, what is left from yesterday's lecture. You can contact me directly and I'm happy to ship or send you the link to the Amazon. And I believe each house should have one. So I would love to hear what you think. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry for some difficulties that we have here. But we are here to continue and we'll see you again next week, next Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time with a new guest and waiting to see you. Thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan only on LA Talk Radio.